Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond product. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. Aaron Waters is with us. OEM Interactive, it seems, has burst onto the scene, yet they've really been a big part of the infrastructure in Fixed Ops for quite a while. Aaron Waters is the president. Aaron, welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thank you, Ted. Great to be here again. Really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and everybody who's tuning in. We enjoy our time here and love to give the community as much thought leadership as we can and feedback.
So, Aaron, I have had a lot of people reach out to me the last few weeks, and they've seen OEM Interactive. They've seen some of the announcements. Congratulations. You've had some great news on being one of those most admired and fastest growing companies as well in the U.S. So congratulations to you. Tell our audience and just remind us, what is OEM Interactive and what do you do for our industry?
Yeah, thanks, Ted. And first of all, thank you for the congrats. We're really excited and thrilled to be named to Inc. 5000's one of the fastest growing companies in the country. That's truly part of our people and our partners, and our philosophy here at OEM Interactive is our people, our partners is our purpose. Okay. And if it wasn't for our people and if it wasn't for our partners, we wouldn't have been able to achieve that. And but OEM Interactive is, we're a full service digital marketing firm that specializes in working with brands and companies that are looking to sell parts and accessories online. Our team is comprised, it's a very diverse group of individuals that's comprised of individuals from the automotive space, as well as individuals from the agency and marketing world. So we've taken these two worlds, combined them together. We have former general managers, fixed ops directors, parts managers, service directors, service thought leadership, parts warehouse individuals that are part of our team. And then we have this marketing group of individuals that have worked with Fortune 500 companies and worked on Super Bowl campaigns, you name it. We've have this amazing hybrid company, and it's just a really great group of people. And we give our people so much support and tools to really help our partners. And if we're able to do that and support our people, they're going to be able to support our partners. And that's the purpose of OEM Interactive, to help.
Aaron, you're in a great space, if I can say, because I have never seen such a focus on parts. And now the fact that we're talking about marketing in fixed operations, and that's really your niche. Okay. And the fact that you help dealers do that. So I got to come back to you and ask you, what are some of the challenges right now that your partners, and I love that word, have come to you looking for a solution that you can help them with?
Yeah, some of the challenges, I mean, obviously, how can we get more sales? That's like the number one question that we're always asked. And there's a lot of different ways on how we can generate more sales. I think one of the biggest things that I get in pretty much every conversation that I have is, how can we get more time back? Because, you've got the parts department, and then you take this whole separate business, this e-commerce business, and you integrate it within the parts department, and you have the same amount of staff in a lot of cases, and they're getting more phone calls, more emails, trying to deal with and still handle the day-to-day operations that that occur in the parts department. So how can they get more time back? And how can we reduce phone calls? How can we be more efficient with emails? And that's, I'll get calls, Aaron, can you take the phone call or the phone number off of the website? No, we can't take the phone number off of the website. Would your sales department do that? In most cases, no, right? But that's one of the biggest questions that I get all the time. And the answer I give to them is, hey, you know, we need to take a page out of the sales department's playbook. What do they have that you don't have? And one of the biggest things is a text the chat feature. And we created our own text the chat tool, Parts Messenger Pro, that we have created for the parts industry, for the e-commerce space. And we're able to reduce phone calls significantly. And consumers, right? We're all consumers. We're all buying things online. And in a lot of cases, we don't want to pick up the phone and call, and we want to multitask as you know, someone behind the keyboard. And it's easier for them. They feel more comfortable communicating in that space than maybe on the phone and maybe asking a what would be perceived as a silly question, right? So consumers are actually using it a lot more, and they feel comfortable utilizing a text the chat tool. And then our partners are able to now handle 5-10 different conversations at once, rather than having to handle just one phone call at a time. So we're able to give back, you know, hours upon hours of time to our partners by integrating this tool on your e-commerce website. So big questions. How can we generate more sales? How can we get more time back? And if we can get more time back, we can generate more sales. You know, because we can focus on the customer experience. The tools like a text the chat tool helps increase conversion rate, creates a better user experience, and then it gives your parts counter guys and your parts team more time to focus on other day-to-day operations as well.
Well, I want to talk to you and ask you more about the text to chat widget. I love the name Parts Messenger Pro. Aaron, I think you've got a game changer at OEM Interactive, and I've not seen anything like that before mentioned anywhere in FixOps. Before I do, this e-commerce version of parts has entirely changed the parts game, because the whole parts business has changed. Years ago, people would come into the counter, the front counter, and they'd order the parts, and they do it in person, you know, or, you know, it started on the phone as well. But really, that's all changed now with e-commerce, and you're leading the charge on that at OEM Interactive. Tell us about that, because the solutions that you are providing dealers to get them into that game is really revolutionizing the whole business.
Yeah, Ted, OEM Interactive was started about 7-8 years ago at this point, probably about 7. And obviously the times have changed, right? And a lot has changed since we've gotten into the space, and we've listened to our partners and listened to their pain points. We continue to, you know, listen to their pain points and trying to create a better experience for them so that they can grow their departments, their online sales. We work with a lot of different SaaS providers out there, like your Revolution Parts. We've got a great relationship and a great rapport with those guys over there. They've got a great solution, Simple Part. Your normal e-commerce platforms like Shopify, Magento, all those tools. Everybody, there's a different solution for everybody's needs, right? Everybody has different needs, and we try to point them and drive them in the right direction. And with Parts Messenger Pro, that has really just changed the overall user experience, both once again on the front end to the consumer facing side, as well as on the on our partner side, and how they're handling addressing the questions that the consumers have. Because let's face it, a lot of consumers are not that savvy with how to with car parts, and it's not like buying a pair of shoes. It's not like buying maybe a computer online. There's hundreds of thousands of parts for all these different vehicles, and they're just, I always say it's, they're a little bit illiterate in that space. So if we're able to give them an outlet where they can ask those questions, and feel free to not feel insecure about asking those questions in a format that they, you know, are really comfortable with via text to chat, they're going to be more susceptible to or more willing to engage in those conversations rather than picking up the phone and going or looking at things and going, you know what, I don't know if I want to pick up the phone and call. I don't know how comfortable I'm going to feel. And that happens a lot. And so once again, when we started implementing this Parts Messenger Pro tool, we saw conversion rates skyrocket on our partners' websites. And you know, the sales went up, time went back to our partners, and it's been a win-win across the board.
I like what you said at the beginning of our conversation, because I can relate to it. It's so true. Can you take the phone number off the website for parts? Because you're right. Sales would never even think of doing something like that because they want all those calls to come in. But yeah. I can understand exactly what you're saying, because parts is an entirely different thing. People are going to have questions. There's a lot of questions surrounding that. And now that we're in the e-commerce game, people want to have those questions answered. So really, with your new text-to-chat widget, okay, Parts Messenger Pro, that would allow the parts department to have multiple communications at one time, address all those questions, and actually free the staff up to be able to do what they do best, you know, which is sell those parts. And also, if you will, train the customer, you know, to be able to ask those now in an entirely new format.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it does, Ted. And, you know, you if you look at the amount of man hours that's spent on the phone, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and start multiplying that by per week, per month, per year, you're literally spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for people to be on the phone handling these calls. And in a lot of cases, the parts department or the partners that we work with that have an e-commerce solution that are selling online, they're potentially dealing with more customers than the sales department and or the service department on a daily basis. And it's really, you know, kind of hard to, you know, think about it that way. You know, there a lot of times the sales department's just dealing with customers in that area, right? In e-commerce, we're dealing with customers all over the country, potentially all over the world. So it's a much bigger pond that they're playing in, and they're having to deal with more customers that, like I said, then potentially the sales department or the service department. So we have to make things more efficient, and you don't want to tie guys up on the phone all the time. So this really, for $150 a month, right, we're able to save tens of thousands of dollars in man hours per year and increase your sales, your conversion rates on your e-commerce websites. And, you know, and once again, create a way better user experience for the customer. Now, customers are smart, and if they do have a question and they do want to get somebody on the phone, they'll find the number and they can pick up and call. But hey, you know, that's all fine, and you know, your team is now better prepared to handle those calls, and they've got a little bit more time to answer those questions and not rush them off the phone. Or what I hate, and I hate this to hate, but is when you call the parts department and it's like such and such automotive parts, can you hold please? And you know, you're just like, nobody wants that. And but it happens, right? But it's not creating a great user experience. And you know, somebody's on the other end of that line that's trying to get through, trying to ask a question. They might be on a time crunch. And if you offer a tool like text to chat, they can put in their information. It goes into the dashboard. You get the notification. Our partners get the notification. They can answer that, and it goes right back to the customer's phone, and they can respond back at their leisure. Right, they're answering things on their time, and instead of having to sit in front of the computer or sit on hold. You know, so
Aaron, I love it. Now I realize also that Parts Messenger Pro is but one tool, okay, in the toolbox that you provide dealers. So if a dealer is watching this, or a parts manager, fixed operations director, let's say they're into e-commerce, okay, in parts, or they've been looking at it and thinking about getting in, who contacts you? And you know, at what point in the dealership's parts journey are they at? Are they already into e-commerce? Are they just thinking of getting in? How do you help them, and how do you help them get started, you know, with this entire process?
Yeah, great question, Ted. So we work with partners that are at all different stages, right? And we work with partners that have been in the e-commerce space for years and are generating hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars a month in revenue. And they're like, hey, we're looking to go from here to here, or, you know, just change things up. Can you work with us? Absolutely. There's always room for growth. And even if you know, you might be doing, say, $500,000 a month, and, you know, we can come in, work with you, try to work with just your profitability and try to get you to generate more profitability. It's not necessarily about the volume per se, but being more profitable. And we work with a lot of partners on that level to get them to be more profitable. We'll work with people who are just, you know, just wanting to explore the space and get into it for the first time. And they're trying to just generate maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a month in sales. So it really runs the gamut, where, you know, our team is very experienced in this space. And, you know, we have, like I said, we've got team members that have been in the fixed ops space, understand how e-commerce works, how the different manufacturer programs work. That's really beneficial. A lot of our partners, you know, that new partners that come to us never thought about co-op, and we're like, hey guys, like we can co-op this for you, and work with them to, you know, get those benefits. But we work with marketing managers, fixed ops directors, parts managers. It really runs a gamut, and the different solutions that we have at OEM Interactive, we can, you know, we really help you focus on selling more parts and increasing profitability, creating a better user experience through our marketing and our marketing efforts. Parts Messenger Pro is a great solution, add-on solution for your parts website that can help you, once again, increase conversion rates, cut back on your parts team's time. That's more money that gets brought back down to the bottom line for you guys. And we've got a lot of other things on the horizon. 2024 is going to be a big year for us. We're excited to make a lot of announcements, and a lot of things to come.
We're speaking today to Aaron Waters. He's the president of a company called OEM Interactive. They are in the parts, in the fixed ops space, in the marketing space. Aaron, I can't tell you how many companies over the years come to us at the Fixed Ops Roundtable, and they claim to be in the fixed ops space or in the service or parts, you know, but they're really not. They're in the variable space, and you are entrenched. You've got a staff. You've got a team with retail experience on parts and fixed ops. You know the arena, you know the terrain. Like you just said, you're helping dealers even with co-op and things of that sort. So there's a lot of guidance that you offer that bring a whole lot to the table. Last question for today. Here we are, middle of November, like you said, maybe another 6-7 weeks left in the year. And then here we are in 2024. Any other time-saving techniques, tools, tricks that you or your team can recommend to become more efficient, you know, before our dealers and our audience reach out to you?
Ted, that's once again, the great question. I think that, you know, from a leadership standpoint, one thing that we've implemented here at OEM Interactive is more of a standard operating procedure for how we manage across the board. And especially in the e-commerce space, it can get a little bit, maybe chaotic, because you've got all these orders coming in, emails, got to answer, phone calls, checking to see if these parts or accessories are now available. We've created something here at OEM that I say to all of our team members. I'll say, give me your five. And what does that mean? We've tried to, you know, there's all these different things and tasks that people are having to do on a daily basis, but you sometimes get a little bit overwhelmed with that. And what's happening is they're not as efficient with their time and they're doing a little bit here and a little bit there. So we've taken this wide kind of view approach, and I just want to know what your five top priorities are. And not all of them can be high, hot priorities, and but we've got five, and I want to hear what your five are. And this is a standard operating procedure across the board with any team member. It's how our managers manage their team. And it has been a game changer for us. We've become super efficient. And if individuals are out sick or on vacation, whatever it might be, it's a simple conversation. Hey, Dan, give me your five. Hey, Aaron, give me your five. I've got my five. And when I have meetings with team members, I let them know what my five are. And that has created transparency for us, has created efficiency for us. It's created a game-changing kind of prioritization. We work with our team to maybe reprioritize what should be maybe a high level or a low level priority. And we're working together to troubleshoot these priorities. So that has been a big game changer for us. And I mention it because I think it can really be integrated at different levels and throughout different industries. So, you know, I think that is something that, you know, maybe you guys can work on and put into your day to day.
Love it. Super. Everybody, if you're in the parts space, in the fixed ops space, you want to reach out to OEM Interactive. This is what they do. They'll help you become more efficient and more profitable. And they really know e-commerce, and they know marketing, and they know this subject matter. Aaron, on behalf of the Fixed Ops Roundtable, I want to wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving coming up next week.
Thank you, Ted. I really appreciate that. And right back at you and the viewers out there, we want to wish you all a very, very happy Thanksgiving. We're extremely thankful for everything, and we're extremely thankful here at OEM for our people, once again, our partners, and as I always say, our people, our partners is our purpose. So I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. God bless, and I hope everyone you know, has a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
These folks are a game changer, everybody. OEMinteractive.com. You can see Aaron's email scrolling across the bottom of the screen, awaters@OEMinteractive.com. Reach out to them, find out more about Parts Messenger Pro and all the great things they're doing for dealers around the country. They're in a fantastic space. Aaron Waters, everybody, from OEM Interactive, here with us today at the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Thanks, Deb.